Tonight, as we talk about flowers, we're going to talk to one of my former students and a mom and an entrepreneur, marketing guru, Cypress Uridia, who's a UT alum, took my class in public relations and now works for her family, continues to work for her family. I think she's done that most of her life, which is Whiteford Greenhouse on Whiteford Road in Toledo, right near where I live. I pass it all the time and frequent there as much as we can. So, Cypress, good to see you.
Good to see you.
How are things?
Really good.
You have a newborn.
Yes.
A baby.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are things going with that?
Good. I have a 2.5-year-old. Too,
right, so that I know.
Hands are very busy.
Full. Your hands are full. And this is a really busy time for you and the family business, correct?
Yes, very busy.
And has this weather been good or bad for the...
It's been pretty bad.
Now, does that curtail people from going out and getting flowers?
Yeah, I think people are very eager. However, it's been nipping us. Every
just
night.
Because
last
it's
night
so
was
cold.
Last night was in like the 37s last night.
Well, do you have to put the flowers away more often if it's cold?
Yes. You don't want anything tender to go out below 45 degrees.
Okay. So, and it's been like this morning I went out and ran and it was like 43 degrees.
Right. So basically the only thing you can put outside is your wave petunias, your pansies, and your hardy perennials.
Okay. Well, the perennials, yeah, they're out there all the time. Now, you remember, I don't know if you remember, but I wear a bachelor button during the summer, which is a cornflower.
Mm-hmm.
And so my lovely wife went out and bought some. And so they're in the house because it's too cold to put them outside. So we have a little greenhouse in the house. It's in our dining room.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's my favorite thing to wear. So now, selection of flowers and things of that nature. Tell our listeners about your business, your family business. How long you've been in business, and what are some of the things that makes Whiteford different than maybe some others?
Well, we're family owned and operated. I'm the seventh generation. Along with my brother, and basically, my husband works for us. My sister in law works for us. We work alongside my parents, and my brother grows the perennials. My dad and husband grow all of our annuals and hanging baskets, and I run the sales department and do our advertising. And our website, and my mom and sister-in-law take care of all the patio pots and combination stuff, custom order stuff.
And where are most of the flowers grown?
Right on
there?
Site.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a year-round thing?
Oh, yeah.
So you guys don't, like, split when the weather changes?
My parents get to.
Yeah, well, they deserve
it. They've earned it. But
absolutely.
Me and my husband stay home all winter long making sure it's 70 and sunny in there.
Wow. Every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Susan, you love flowers.
Yeah, but I never knew that you grew right there all through the winter. Mm-hmm. That's amazing to me. But, yeah, and Whiteford Greenhouse is sort of, that's the place to go when you really want to get the good stuff.
We have a huge selection of annuals and perennials. I would say the largest selection in town. Probably 1,500 perennial varieties alone, 500 hostas alone.
500?
500 different species.
Different.
Hostas, yeah.
I love hostas, I have to say. I'm nowhere near up to 500 of them.
Yeah.
I have about five varieties.
Now, do you know the names of most of the flowers that you sell?
Yeah, for the most part. I can walk through, and I've heard them always growing up, so I know the sound of them. For the most part, I can spot them out.
But you chose communications as a major, right, at UT? Who was your favorite professor?
You, of course.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Good answer.
Was your UT experience a good one for you?
Yes. It was a long journey, but...
Right. But you finished.
I finished. It took me about 12 years, but I did it.
Yep. Along the way, now you have two children, a husband, a business, and so we're very proud of you.
Yeah.
And appreciate it very much. Now, what is Freeze Free Day?
Usually it's Mother's Day weekend. They say May 15th is the safe
Oh,
time.
Okay. So that's when they tell you to...
That's when
you don't worry
anymore.
I've
always heard that, too. Mother's Day is sort of like, go ahead and plant. But, you know, everyone's dying to get stuff in the ground, but you have to wait until then. I wonder if this year is different because it's been such a strange year. Or are you sticking to that, Mother's Day
weekend? We're sticking to it. I always look at the 10-day forecast when I'm talking to the customers. And I always warn them if it's below 45, they need to cover them or bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother's Day sales, is there a big weekend coming up this weekend?
Yes, we should be very busy.
It's supposed to be warmer.
Yes, I heard 80 on Thursday.
Yeah, that's what Susan was saying. And what are the special sales for Mother's Day? Anything you want to mention?
We have some big, beautiful hanging baskets. On our website, there's a coupon for $5 off.
Wow.
We have 50% off wave petunias when you sign up on our mailing list.
I'll have to check that out.
We have a huge vegetable and herb selection.
Okay.
Probably the largest in town as well. All non-GMO grown. I think there's a buy one, get one free Better Boy. Or no, it's 50% off Better Boy. Buy one, get one free vegetable or herb plant on that coupon on our website, whitefordgreenhouse.com.
Yeah. It's worth going, Susan.
I think I might go.
Yeah.
Do people ever come in and they just don't know what to get and they ask, listen, I need something for Mom. Do you have any suggestions? What do you suggest? What are some good ideas?
Our hanging baskets, the wave petunia hanging baskets are great. Gift cards. We have gift cards, so that's always a no-brainer. But usually the people, I just tell them, I go, color likes color, and you just find something you think's pretty. Mom's always going to like something pretty.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Now, what are some of the advantages of working for a family-owned business?
Well, let me think.
Yes.
I mean, it's nice. We have a little bit of leeway. You can kind of come and go, but you're also expected to be there 24
hours
a day.
I remember when you were in class, you told me your dad has high expectations on how hard you work, right?
Yeah. Very high.
So, yes, he's taught you well. And I believe that some of the family lives really close by, right?
We all do, actually.
Yeah.
My parents live in the big house, and me and my husband live in the house I grew up in, actually. It's directly behind the greenhouse.
Okay.
And then my brother and his wife live across the street from Whiteford Elementary School, which is basically across the street and down a little bit.
So you can walk to work. In essence, you never really leave it.
Right out my front door.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
That's a little unusual. It's almost like being at work all the time.
Just
and with your family all the time.
Yeah.
That is a big advantage, being a new mom, having my husband right there. And with the kids, I can take them right out to work with us. He can see them. I can see them.
Right.
And, you know, when dinner's ready, I call.
That's awesome.
I have a question. Your name is Cypress. Mm-hmm. Now, did your parents name you Cypress because they love trees and plants? And
actually, the benches in the greenhouse used to be made out of Pecky cypress wood. And it's supposed to last forever and never rot.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Very
cool.
Nice. Yes. Now, what are your children's names?
I have a little girl named Paisley. She's the 2.5-year-old. And then a little boy named Fraser.
Fraser.
That's Fraser a great name. Fir,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After the tree.
After the tree.
Well, I like that very much. So what other things do you want the listeners, before we go, want to know about Whiteford?
Just it's local, owned, and grown, and
seven generations of your family, and we have little ones, so it'll be 8 generations, right?
And we grow everything right there.
Everything right there. Do you grow bachelor buttons?
Of course.
You do have them.
Mm-hmm. We have. There's a perennial version.
Right. They're
and
too
then
big
there's
to put on your coat, though.
They're like a little purple pincushion.
Yeah, but they're too big for me to wear. Do you have annuals?
You could have it. I think so.
All right.
And you're calling it a cornflower,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
yeah,
we have those.
Okay. Because I like wearing them, and you're close by, so it could be my stash. So, well, it's great to see you. Keep up the great work. We're very proud of you at UT as an alum, a hard worker, an entrepreneur, and a seventh generation of a family business. So, Cypress, great to see you. Have a great season.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Now, we're done talking about flowers. When we come back, we're going to talk about some very special services that the University of Toledo provides for people in our community. When the relevant university continues right here on WSBD 1370. Stay tuned. There ain't nobody in this whole wide-